KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
EFF leader Julius Malema has dismissed speculation linking him to tenderpreneur Vusi Musi Kat Matlala. Matlala made headlines recently after KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi named him in connection with Police Minister Senzo Mqunu. He was recently found in possession of a cell phone at the Khosi Mampuru Correctional Centre in Pretoria, where he's being held on a charge of attempted murder of his ex-girlfriend. Malema says he's had no dealings with the businessman. He was speaking to the media in Limpopo yesterday.
He must go rot in jail. I don't know him. I don't even care about him. I've never had anything to do with him. So you take a petty gossip and you come and ask me about it. There are serious national issues you must ask me about. I've got nothing to do with what is happening.
Meanwhile, the EFF says it's requested clarity from President Cyril Ramaphosa following his decision to place the police minister on special leave. Malema believes Ramaphosa failed to take appropriate action against allegations of political interference. The president has set up a commission of inquiry. In other news, Ramaphosa has defended the upcoming national dialogue, saying he expects it to lead to real, tangible improvements in the country. The event, set to get underway next month at a cost of more than 700 million rand, has sparked mixed political reactions. The largest partner in the government of national unity, the DA, says it's boycotting the meeting, calling it a waste of taxpayers' money. The party feels the talks won't bring about meaningful change. Ramaphosa says the dialogue, which was endorsed by the GNU, is aimed at addressing key national issues. He was tabling the presidency budget vote for the 2025-26 financial year before the National Assembly yesterday.
This is being convened in response to the many calls that were made by individuals, leaders, eminent persons, as well as various formations from across society. This initiative has received widespread support. We are all called upon to use this moment of this national dialogue as an instrument of fostering development, transformation, progress, national cohesion, and national unity as well.
And Syrian officials and Druze leaders have announced a new ceasefire after days of violent clashes in the southern city of Sweida. According to a war monitor, the clashes have left more than 350 people dead. Despite the truce, Israel continued its airstrikes on the capital, Damascus, including targeting the country's military headquarters. It says it's protecting the minority Druze population, which has a substantial community in Israel. Syria's interim leader has promised to hold accountable those responsible for the violence against the minority, while criticizing Israel for targeting civilian and government facilities. It's going to be warm across the province today, with Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 29 degrees, Maritzburg 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Litara Nadesa.